Please call the roll.
Mr. Bodie?
Present.
Mrs. Brannan?
Here.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Here.
Mr. Truitt?
Here.
Ms. Wasmuth?
Here.
Ask we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a brief moment of silence.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Under recognition and presentation, Mr. Culp, I'll let you begin before we have hearing from the public.
Sure. So this evening, on behalf of the Board of Education, we do have a Bobcat Award nomination for one of our very own, none other than Brett Bradley, our Director of Facilities. So Henrietta Cartwright, who's with us here tonight, Henrietta, if you just please wave. As probably many of you know, Henrietta was took a leadership role in our community in helping Stevenson Elementary get the Four Towers Art Project. And she certainly partnered with Brett and Angie to get that done. And in recognition of all of Brett's extra efforts, she wanted to nominate him for a Bobcat Award. So the purpose of the Bobcat Award is to recognize an outstanding contribution of time, talent, or effort to the Grandview Heights schools by an employee or community member. One such employee that exemplifies the purpose of the Bobcat Award is Brett Bradley, our Director of Facilities. Brett is an incredibly hard-working employee who is dedicated to the district, students, and staff. We can rely on Brett at any time to keep us safe and secure. He responds well in a crisis, and his experience provides the district with an asset not found in most places. He makes himself available 24 hours a day, whether it is an emergency or a minor issue. This is especially true during the winter months. Brett and I have had several conversations, no less than five, in the last 2 weeks about 4:15 a.m., trying to assess the road conditions and safety and whether we're going to cancel school. And he always picks up on the first ring. Running facilities means you need to know how everything functions and what to do when it does not function. Never was his knowledge so valuable as when he led more than 20 school building tours for staff and community members during the facility planning process. He was a pivotal team member in contributing and helping to ensure the facility planning process was seen up close and successful. I would also add that I do know that Brett has spent more than two nights here in Grandview Heights High School because he was worried about the pipes freezing and he wanted to be here in case that happened. To which I said, Brett, if the pipes break, whether you're in Zanesville or in Grandview Heights High School, the pipes are going to break. So, but I do applaud his extra effort and willingness to stay over. So on behalf of the board and the staff, Brett, I want to give you this award and say congratulations.
Oh, Brett. You want to get a picture? Well, Haley wants to get a picture.
Her hair is a mess.
Hair's a mess.
Oh, what I got left.
You need to get a little closer.
Yeah, wow. I know. I don't know if okay. I do. I just walk up.
Can we get this over?
Are we that small?
No. It says awesome smile. Thank you.
Thank you. Brett, congratulations on behalf of the board. You know, everything that Andy said is true. I had the good fortune of working here when you were first hired. And I've through my career, facilities guys come in year one, you know, sort of go-getters. And then by year three or four, like, you know, you can't find them. And Brett has been brought that same enthusiasm to this job that he brought day one. And my role now as a board member with the other four, I mean, that's definitely noticed. And I know that you have the ability to stretch a dollar farther than anybody I know, and that has never gone unnoticed from our entire board. So yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and your job as the building tour manager should not be understated. It's challenging.
It was a challenge.
Tours, so you did a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. And thank you for nominating him. Thank you. Now we go to the public participation part of our meeting. The board recognizes the value of public comment to school governance. If you wish to address the board, you may approach the podium now or directly before any action item that you would like to address. A copy of the policy is on the table when you entered. If you address the board, please remember to state your name and address for the record. Limit comments to 5 minutes or less. Direct statements to the board. Do not mention students or staff by name and maintain reasonable decorum. The board will hear statements but will not answer questions or engage in debate during the board meeting. I, as board president, Andy Culp, the superintendent, Beth Collier, as treasurer, are willing to meet with any member of the public to answer specific questions pertaining to Grandview Heights schools. Is there anybody for public participation at this time? I should ask if there's anybody before I read that so I don't have to read it every time. go to minutes, looking for a motion for the approval from the regular meeting. I believe, Melissa, you may have a correction to those.
I do. To the presentation portion on the Wagenbrenner development piece, just from reading this, and I'm sorry, I was late to review, I want to add some sentence that they didn't just present and we didn't ask any questions, because I think that there was a lot of dialogue that took place with the Wagenbrenner, so something to the effect of board members had many follow-up questions regarding the requested abatements and the overall project.
Would you like to make a motion to approve the agenda with that correction?
I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting with that correction.
Yes, sorry. Second?
Second.
Questions from the board? Beth, please call the roll.
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wassman?
Aye.
Now to the reports. Building and department reports. Once again, I know I sound like a broken record, but Andy, to your staff, please pass on that. I think that's one of the most enjoyable parts of our board packet to read through and really give us a sense. So those do not go unnoticed, and the board certainly appreciates those reports each month. We'll now go to Beth with the treasurer's report.
Okay, so a quick recap over our January financial reports. Each of you should have a copy in front of you. So looking at our cash reconciliation, just wanted to point out our Star Ohio account is at 2.53% as of January 31st. We are in the process of opening up an investment account through Meter Investments that we will be investing some excess operating dollars out of that Star Ohio account with those investment advisors. So more to come on that. I just got the email confirmation from U.S. Bank in the last 2 days to get that going. So the other thing I wanted to mention is our fiscal year-to-date interest. As a result of the interest rates creeping up a little bit. So as of January 31st, our year-to-date interest was $156,924.61. 2 years ago, we were at $32,000 at this time of the year, so it has made a significant difference, maximizing our interest earnings. So moving on to our general fund history report. So first and foremost, we're right in the middle of a property tax collection and settlement process, and I have submitted requests to the county auditor to request advances weekly since that process started. So the $10.5 million in taxes reflects three or four advances that we have received, and we're kind of in the middle of that. The final settlement has not been made. So for comparison purposes, it's difficult until that final settlement is made to really look at how we are compared to last year. Our revenues are really where we expect them to be at this time. Same with expenditures. There's nothing out of the ordinary that I wanted to point out there. Moving on to the budget to actual. Again, you know, the tax collections being in the middle of the cycle, you know, we're at about 75% of what we expected for the year. That by the end of February, we should have a little bit clearer picture on where we landed. Total expenditures, you can see 57.1%, so we're just about a percent just a hair over 1% lower than where we had budgeted as of this point in our fiscal year. So we are right on track. The next two pages you can see are the budget to actual reports in graph format, those same general fund comparisons. And then finally, our permanent improvement levy fund detail and budget to actual report as of January 31st.
Any questions for Beth? We do appreciate you walking through this with us each month. Mm-hmm. We had that conversation recently, and it's certainly helpful. A motion to approve the January 2019 financial reports and payment of January 2019 bills.
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion from the board? Beth, could you please call the roll?
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wassman?
Committee reports, I'll turn this over to Andy in 1 second. For those of you that are regular STAR meetings, we annually sort of adjust or look at adjusting these committees. So at our board work session, is that just last Saturday?
Yeah.
We had some discussion about this and made some adjustments. So most of these are the same, except the core team is an addition. That's specifically for the facilities core team. And those updates, I think the public will be very interested as we go through, and that core team will often be making recommendations to the board, including next week at a special board meeting on some things. So, Andy, I'll turn this over to you to start with the core team committee report.
So we have a scheduled conference call tomorrow at 2:30, and part of what we will be reviewing and discussing as a core team is our program of requirements, which is foundational to the needs based on our student enrollment currently and projected, as well as our program of studies. In other words, what we offer for kids. So spaces and places that we need for students to learn. We're going to be discussing that, as well as we had a community meeting on Monday at 7 and Tuesday at 9 a.m. in which we shared, take one of those and pass it around. We shared three draft schemes for the community to provide input, as well as the timeline for construction, as well as what the phases are. So we just completed programming and conceptual design, and correspondingly scheduled the community meeting for input. And we are going to be evaluating that input in the call tomorrow. Next, we'll be embarking in schematic design, and then design development, and then construction documents. We have community meetings scheduled at the conclusion or near the conclusion of each of these four phases so that we're able to garner community input and feedback. The one of the other things we talked about was timeline and the importance of being on time and on budget, and that our budget is predicated on our timeline. So we communicated that, and there is a copy of the design timeline. The next one is the schemes. And so we will be discussing the community input and feedback that we've gotten thus far relative to the three draft schemes that we presented. The programming committee felt scheme two, with a south-facing entrance along with the flow and benefits educationally, was best. And so we will learn more in our call tomorrow 2:30 about the community input. Next Thursday, the I will be making a recommendation based on the collaborative conversations around these issues to the board, for the board to vote on the program of requirements.
So one point, and I should have said this initially, the core team comprises of Andy, Beth, our owner's rep, our architects, our construction firm, and then we will have two board members on that core team as we go through. I tend to typically be constant, Eric and I, but we're going to always make sure there's two and rotate through. And likewise, on the district end, the core team may have other people that come in and out. So if we're talking about science specifically, science teachers may come in and come out. So I just want to give everybody a sense of who is on that core team. And then obviously, we as a board will we'll be making, you know, some pretty critical decisions as we go through this, and because we can't hold up the work of the architects and builders, sometimes those will be special meetings we need to call. I'll also make the point that Andy has emailed everybody this program summary. This may be changed, may have some edits as a result of the core team call tomorrow, but when you get that next version, it's definitely worth spending some time and going through, and then we will have our lead architect present at 5 o'clock at our board meeting next week to answer questions. And in the meantime, certainly feel free to
present by phone,
and certainly feel free to email Andy if you have questions as we go along. And I just want to be clear to the public, you know, the way decisions will be made, and I know Andy's already received some emails, and I have, and some other board members, about very, very, very specific things that all gets referenced to the core team, and we would like to make sure that all that gets to the core team. We also have a tab on our website that allows the community to give input that will be visible by the complete board and the core team, the body making recommendations and the body making decisions. So you know, there's no making deals or decisions sort of outside of that framework. And we talked about that with the community meeting. I just want to make sure that that's crystal clear to us as a board and you as an administrative team and the community. So I appreciate that update, but there is some homework that needs to be done to be prepared for that meeting next Thursday. Finance. Eric?
We did have a meeting with Jesse and I, and Beth brought forward some of the possibilities for some of the property tax, property assessment, some of the commercial structures in particular that have sold at a higher rate than what they were assessed, and did we want to file on those. And we went ahead and are moving forward with those per the recommendation. And I mentioned that it's like a season now, but over the next couple months we'll have more of those coming up, so we expect to see those. And then a couple other things that we talked about. One Beth had already mentioned was a strategy on our investments, and we gave her some feedback on that. And then also some of the structure around with our funds and think about the tax increment finance money and the pilots coming in and how we want to structure that, and do we want a separate fund, and how is that going to show up in the report. So we started a conversation about that without conclusion. So more on that to come.
And one point of clarity, Eric and I have been on the finance committee. We decided at the board retreat that Melissa and Eric will serve in that function for this calendar year. So that'll be a change. Any policy update?
The PDQ came in, and it hasn't been reviewed, but I saw it late last week as an email update. So we'll be getting together to review those
very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Sean gets very excited when they come in.
Yeah.
Teaching and learning?
I'm no longer on the policy committee. We have such a good process and such a good person getting it ready every quarter. He said Molly's going to take over policy.
Thank you for that. I don't believe we've had a teaching and learning committee. However, I believe Debbie and Molly will both serve in that function. Okay. Communications, Andy? Have we met since the last board meeting?
No.
All right. No update. Was there wellness for life since the last board meeting?
I don't believe so. I don't think so.
Liaison Foundation?
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, there was?
It was amazing.
best report out. All right. It was amazing.
I know.
How about the foundation?
The foundation did meet, and I wasn't there.
I was there. So the foundation met last night. The gala is 1 week from Saturday. And they're on track, on budget, and they're scheduled to make as much money as they normally do each and every year. Same band as last year. So if you haven't bought your ticket, buy your ticket. It's a great fun event for a great cause.
And apparently the silent auction is open.
And the silent auction is open. However, I was told that it's only like 20% of the total auction that they have. So
even if you don't want to.
How many tickets have been sold?
I don't know. I knew you were going to ask me that, too.
right. OSBA legislative?
No, nothing to report.
City?
We have an exciting item on our agenda tonight.
Can I just wait till we get there?
Yeah, we'll wait till we get there.
All right. Superintendent's report, Mr. Call.
So let me take one and pass it around. First and foremost, I'm not going to read all of this to you, but I think importantly, we have and are proud to present Mamma Mia. It opens on Thursday, February 28th, and goes Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd. So please come out and support that wonderful event. And I'm going to be there opening night, and it'll be date night with my wife and I, and we're very excited. Many thanks to Dr. Partlow for her leadership in coordinating Kindness Week throughout the district. Much appreciated. Congratulations to our Director of 21st Century Learning, Mark Alter, who's been named a 2018-2019 Life Changer of the Year nominee presented by National Life Group. So that's very exciting. Best Buddies Night on Thursday, February 14th. That is tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken, at the boys' varsity basketball game. So that'll be a fun, exciting, right-minded, great, supportive event. This is your formal invite. First Robotics Team 128 Open House Showcase, Saturday, February 16th from 1:30 to 3:30 in the Annex. There will be a presentation, Parenting Teens, Why You Shouldn't Follow the Crowd, on Thursday, February 21st, 2019 at 6:30. I think I might know one of the presenters. And then Grandview Heights Schools hosted the first of three scheduled building design community input I mentioned earlier. The first was Monday at 7, and then we did the same meeting on Tuesday at 9 and have gotten some really good feedback and input thus far. So that's exciting.
A lot of good stuff. If I may go back for 1 second, and Debbie, not put you on the spot again, but we also talked about you being sort of the board liaison to start talking Grandview. Was that going to be with the wellness plan?
Yes.
Could we make sure that's noted on the agenda?
Yes.
So I don't forget.
And also adding the business advisory council
to
the agenda.
For our next regular meeting.
Yep.
Not for next week.
Probably a business advisory liaison too.
These would be technically the lead. I think it would be a liaison to the ESC committee. So it's not our committee, kind of. Okay, board policy. This is final reading of policies that we've already reviewed. If I could have a motion for A1, A through I.
Second.
Any discussion or questions from the board? Beth?
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wasmuth?
Aye.
Under business and finance, I'm going to turn the floor over to my colleague, Melissa Palmisano. Would you like to make a motion and second before we discuss?
We can do that.
I
do know that Mr. Panzera would like to...
Why don't we do the motion and second, and you take over. You want to make the motion to approve
B1? Move to approve the First Amendment to the Grandview Yard School Comp Agreement. Second.
All right.
Mr. Panzera, you mentioned that you wanted to...
Anyone would like to speak before this action?
Thank you. I appreciate you putting up with all of council being here this evening. However, I was asked to deliver a message on behalf of the mayor. He regrets his absence, was unable to be here. I'll enter this into the record once read. Over the past year, I have been fortunate enough to be part of a remarkable process working with the school board and council to pursue the new compensation agreement that the school board is voting on tonight. This has taken a great deal of dedicated work by both city and school elected officials, along with staff. This work has resulted in a final accomplishment that overwhelmingly benefits the residents of this community. It cannot be stressed enough. This measure will result in a contribution of 50% of the payments over the life of the upcoming capital bond. Regrettably, I cannot be there in person. I want to make sure that all of your efforts, along with our boldly strengthened community partnership, be recognized with my full support and congratulations. What a great night for Grandview Heights. Signed, Mayor Ray DeGraw. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Anthony.
Sure.
I've spoken at a lot of meetings, and I usually don't write anything down, but I actually did. That's what I was doing downstairs. So if everyone can humor me, this is not about me or any one individual. It's a story of some individuals from different backgrounds and experiences that came together in a singular mission to make something happen, and it's a story about community. It was a drama-filled journey with constant ups and downs, lots of meetings, phone calls, walks, late-night meetups, early morning meetings, late phone calls, financial analysis, legal analysis, policy analysis, and did I mention meetings and phone calls? Mm-hmm. It has been 12 months since we asked NRI, Eric Bode's suggestion, if we could meet to see if we could brainstorm some creative ideas to reduce the impact of the cost to renovate our facilities. Fortunately, long before that suggestion came out of the Financial Advisory Committee, we were laying the groundwork to, one, make that ask to NRI, and two, to do so with support from the city. Lots of stories I could tell about how far we had to go to get to a point where the Board of Education, City Council, and NRI were mentioned in the same sentence as the word collaboration. Mm-hmm. It took some time and some patience and some work, but by 12 months ago, the city and the district had developed a very strong relationship, and that was what would be needed to bring an idea to NRI and then take that initial idea and turn it into the legislative package that City Council approved last Monday night for the South of Goodale and the amended school comp agreement that is on our agenda tonight for a final vote. In any negotiation, there are pros and cons for all involved and every decision. If you are doing it right, everyone gives and everyone gets. At some point, each party has to draw a line in the sand and decide at what point they are willing to walk. I just would not let anyone walk easily. And there was one point that I clearly drew the line for the district. It was really hard, complicated, and multifaceted, extremely time-consuming, and in all honesty, emotionally draining. We had an amazing team who made it happen and put us together. Beth Collier, our treasurer, who was with me in nearly every meeting and every call, and who provided amazing support and financial analysis along the way, who made herself available when I could be, which sometimes was a 10 p.m. meeting at Naughty Pine. I have to keep this light because it has to be funner than a city council meeting. Andy Kolb, whose glass half full mindset kept me centered and focused even when he was also facing what I'm sure has been also his most challenging year of his life, both personally and professionally. Thanks for trusting me when I told you that Beth and I will run with it. Greg Orosky is not here. He's our attorney from Ice Miller. He was a former colleague of mine from Jones Day who graciously agreed to take on the representation, pull up his sleeves, contribute his experiences and knowledge, and navigate the drama along with me. Boy, was he, it's not typically the thing that he does, but he jumped right in. Marvin Founds and Jordan Peters from Umball Financial Consultants who helped us with the math and the millage models. Some calls I'd rather forget. Becky Princehorn from Bricker, who helped us very last minute navigate the resolution that led up to our bond issue and help us figure out how we could do that and make it clear to the community that that was at least this Board of Education's intention to bind future boards as much as we have the power to do. Eric Bode, who helped bring an idea to the table that led to what we are doing here today, and for his help and attendance at a few meetings at NRI. Jesse Tritt, who in the end let me just run with it, and for continuing to nurture our sibling rivalry. Molly Wasmuth, who did the same thing as Jesse, which meant a great deal. Debbie Brannon, who from my day one on the Board of Education welcomed me with open arms. I have been fortunate in my life to have had the pleasure, learning, and development that comes from surrounding oneself with people that make you better, and Debbie Brannon is at the top of that list for me. Her amazing support during my entire time on the Board of Education and with every idea or initiative I brought forward, some that were not well embraced by everyone, has been so instrumental in helping me put one foot in front of the other at times. Ray DeGraw, this man, I'm gonna sit back down because he's not here, is the consummate servant leader. What he's done to transform this community during his tenure as our mayor is nothing short of spectacular. The amount of time and effort he put into supporting the district in this effort was phenomenal. I have possibly talked to him more in the last 12 months than my own husband. he is really a great man. Steve Gladman, who's become a dear friend, advisor, and confidant, he used his wisdom, experience, and analytical skills to help shape the process and get us where we are today. I firmly believe that this deal would not have happened without him and his support. Is he here?
He is.
Oh, sorry. He's making me walk all the way over there.
Greta Kearns, whose wisdom, analysis, and hard work contributed immensely to this positive outcome for our community and our district. She's a good friend who cares deeply and thinks deeply about this community, and for finding mutual crazy times with our family realities to talk and process this entire deal. Chris Smith, who stepped in the ring to first and foremost support the measure to get more Granby Yard money to the schools and reduce burden on the taxpayers. As chair of the city's Economic Development Committee, he had to chair some challenging meetings, and in the end, he was patient and gracious to all who wanted to comment, but in the end, provided the necessary leadership and some necessary dialogue about compromise.
Thank you
so much. Anthony Panzera, who's also become a dear friend and used his skill and expertise to bring this deal across the finish line because he was given a task to do so. Emily Keeler and Melanie Houston, who supported this deal from the beginning as a positive outcome for the community. I've sat at a lot of council meetings. Emily also always making people realize the bigger picture and where Grandview sits within our overall larger Central Ohio community. Pat Bowman, the city finance team, Bob Dvorsky and Megan Miller, Joelle Kuzam, the city attorney and a great public servant, and Eddie Federico, who stayed patient with me with every rewrite and push point I had. I did not make the school comp amendments easy for anyone. I'm getting there. Okay. NRI, Tri-W, and a special shout out to Mike Fitzpatrick and Elford, who helped get everyone on the same page in the end. Thank you for your time, your expertise, and your support, all of you that I've mentioned so far. And I would be remiss, I don't think he's here, thank my husband and my three kiddos who gave up a lot of time with me over the last year. Okay. Thank you for the opportunity, the trust, the collaboration, the partnership, and the experience. This is what public service should look like. This is what community should look like. I am proud to have helped make what was thought to be impossible possible. We doubled what we were projected to get from the Grandview Yard over the life of the TIF, and we simplified a very complicated agreement, and we did much more. We have set this district and this community up for success for decades to come. Let's celebrate this great achievement.
I think I can definitely speak for the board in this regard that on our end, we would not be where we are if it wasn't for Melissa's leadership. And you are right, it's not, there were a lot of parties that were involved and a lot of different give and take that made it happen, but you were the driving force behind that. And that's not lost on anyone up at this table about how huge this is for this community and for the school district. So. If there's no other comment, Beth, could you please call the roll on B1?
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wasma?
Aye.
I didn't know if I was going to pass.
We have the actual documents that the mayor and the city attorney signed today for the signature at the board meeting and before pictures.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Do I have a motion to approve under Business of Finance B2 through 5?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, yeah.
Discussion from the board. One thing I would like to point out, this is where we approve the tuition charges for Kids Club. I believe that this has been the first time in many, many years that there's a change there, a roughly 3% increase, I believe. Just to point that out since it's different than typical. And that's all I have. Any other discussion from the board?
Just a question on that, maybe for Beth. Mm-hmm. Just do we have an aim for what the tuition covers?
For Kids Club?
For Kids Club, right, in terms of the overall expenses versus the revenue.
So these tuition charges are for the summer program. Andy and I kind of worked with Colleen and her new assistant director, Amy Gardner, to look at those rates. I can follow up with you with some more information on how they – so the directors primarily made that – took the lead to make that recommendation to us.
Okay. Yeah, they hadn't raised their rates in – a long time. I'm going to say like 7 to 8 years. And so typically there's an annual 3% increase for most similar in like programs. And so annual 3%, we felt like at a 3% this year was appropriate.
I guess the question I have is really just over what that covers. Is it just the salaries of the employees at the Kids Club, or do they also contribute to
programming, field trips, salaries?
So, Eric, the entire Kids Club operation, including all the staff, the salaries, the benefits, the supplies, anything that they, the transportation for their field trips, anything they use in that program is accounted for in a separate self-sustaining fund. It is not subsidized at all by any tax dollars or any school district funds. So it is entirely self-sustaining. So it covers all costs of running that program. If that helps.
We also, mm-hmm. for over the last, I think it's 2 or 3 years, there's a percentage set mm-hmm. at some point in the year in which certain costs from overhead are given back to the district. Maintenance, cleaning, space,
lights,
mm-hmm.
utilities.
Yeah. I think we did 20% 1 year and maybe 15% the second year.
Yeah, so I think 2 years ago we did 20% of total Kids Club revenue was paid back to the district to help cover overhead costs, all the things that Melissa just mentioned. And then the board passed a resolution where that can be reevaluated each year and adjusted as needed or as, you know, as necessary. And last year we did, as she mentioned, 15.
Other questions?
And I will say, it is a reason very having children in child care, it is reasonable, and it actually, you know, the city, actually I do have another point to make. The city, we've been working really hard on the Parks and Rec side to get some supplemental wraparound care for when Kids Club needs to be closed. A lot of it is, it's difficult to transition from the before school, after school program in the summer, so they usually do, they've never been, actually since I've been in the district, the 4 days after Memorial Day, they're never open, and that's a hard time for parents because it's kind of too cold and no one really wants to go on vacation then, and no one else in Central Ohio offers child care programming that week because it's so early. And so the city this year for the first time is offering a program. I'm so excited. Tuesday, my kids are signed up for it, Tuesday through Friday. I haven't looked at enrollment, but on day one there were already many people that had already signed up. And then also they're offering the last week of the summer, so the summer program can shut down and get ready for the academic year. And they're doing the Camp COSI program again, where they're bringing COSI in, I think at Wyman Woods again, to support. And those charges, I know Camp COSI, I think, was $175, and I think the other program was $185 a week through the city just for cost comparison purposes. Mm-hmm. But we do have the collaboration, this nice wraparound where our Kids Club program can get ready for the academic year and the summer program. And we also are giving an opportunity for child care within Grandview. And program child care. I don't mean just, you know, come and watch TV and play video games.
Any other discussion? Beth, please call.
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wasma?
Aye.
Under personnel, we have 9 items. I'd ask for a motion for C1 through 9.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion from the board? Beth, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wasmuth?
Aye.
Under co-curricular activities, extracurricular activities, we have five items, including our co-curricular and extracurricular volunteers. I'd like to have a motion for D1 through 5.
So moved. Second.
Discussion from the board?
Just a question on the indoor track. Is that something that we'll
do? So that is a, this has been a learning event for me. So there are individuals that participate in indoor track in the winter that is not something that the district, you know, the district doesn't have a competitive track team in the winter. But we do have an individual that's running indoor track. And according to Ohio High School Athletic Association, the district is responsible to have someone who has been endorsed and fingerprinted present at the indoor track meet to supervise. And so this board approval meets that requirement.
Allows Brian to do that, essentially. Okay. Other questions? Beth, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wasmuth?
Aye.
All right, at this point in our agenda, are there any other items for discussion from the board?
I have a quick one. I promise
to
make it quick. I have been approached by community members about potentially videotaping board meetings, and I wanted to ask, can we look into the potential of doing this, cost, who would do it, what would it take to roll out a potential videotaping process?
There's one point of clarification. This actually doesn't require, the way it's currently written, we can certainly change it. If we would videotape our meetings, it doesn't require a policy change. Our current policy change, our current policy basically says we can or we don't have.
And then we would, so that instead of just posting the minutes, posting it online, moving, I don't know why I'm looking right about,
audio available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we look into what would be the cost, what would be involved, everything that would go with it in order to move forward with that, moving into the 21st century, things like that, make ourselves accessible?
Yeah. So I'll bring, it would be my, here's what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll put together cost estimates to have someone come in and video record. We are required to close caption, mm-hmm. as well as edit any sort of, in the event that we had a student presentation and that student's parents hadn't filled out a release form, we would have to edit that out. So there would be some logistics. Not anything that is insurmountable that we would have to oversee, and then so I'll look into that,
okay.
and give you a total annual cost.
Thank you.
I think that's a good starting point. The board would agree. Could you have that by the next regularly? Actually, you're not here in March. Could we go at the recs April?
Yes.
At the April board meeting, regularly scheduled. Andy.
Yes. No, Haley knows just the person to do it, and so I was trying to assess whether she thinks we could get a cost estimate between now and the next meeting, and the answer is yes.
All right. Do we have any need for executive session? Got a motion for adjournment? Second?
Second.
Beth, call the roll.
Mr. Bodie?
Aye.
Mrs. Brannon?
Aye.
Mrs. Palmisano?
Aye.
Mr. Truitt?
Aye.
Ms. Wasmuth?
Aye.
Nice job.